We're doing the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekol Chaim. We're up to the second chapter, the 11th paragraph. The concept were rules and brachot, and we're up to Halacha Yud Aleph. So we had seen that there's a biblical prohibition of saying God's name in vain. Now the Mekol Chaim, Rav Chaim David Halevi, continues. Kol Amrech Bacha Sheina Tzricha, whoever makes a blessing that is unnecessary, Arezen Seshem Shemaim Lashav. He is saying God's name in vain, Vasulanot Achav Amen. We may not say Amen following his blessings. That blessing. Yud bet, atinokot, when you have babies, you have little children, melamdim otam brachot ketikunam, you teach them how to make blessings correctly, then onim achayin amen, but you don't say amen after their blessings. That's what he says. If you're teaching them, this is how you make a blessing, so say after me, baruch atah. So you're just teaching him without any reference to a mitzvah or food, so then you don't answer amen, because you're not making a real blessing. Aval but, at the time that they're making a blessing to do their fulfillment of the obligation of making a blessing, being that they are of age of chinuch, then we do answer amen after them. And what's called chinuch? People mess up on this. People get very confused on this. What's called chinuch for a blessing? The fact that he could regurgitate, just say after you, Baruch Ato, he has no concept what Baruch, what Ato, what Hashem is. That's not called Bnei Chinuch. Just because he could say the words, he has no idea what he's saying. What's Bnei Chinuch? Megil Shesh Vamala, from age 6 up. Be'im Yodel, Mevin Lemim Mevachim, that's contingent on that he understands who he's making a blessing to. If the kid is, I have no idea, I don't know what I'm doing here. So then, no. Chinuch is not just that he could say the words, but that he understands what he's doing. That's chinuch. That's a blessing. In a minute, Yud Gimel, kol davar sheistapek lecha im tu'un bracha o lo, ase oto belo bracha. Anything that you're in doubt, whether it requires a blessing or not, do it without a blessing. Yud Dalit, hamarher bracha she'ina tzricha belibo. If someone thinks a blessing, but he doesn't mouth the words, he thinks a blessing. He thinks, wow, blessed are you Hashem that... that you made such a beautiful world, or blessed be Hashem who created these vegetables. He thinks a blessing, but he doesn't say it. Eino bichlal ha'isur. That's not included in the prohibition of saying God's name in vain. Ve'lachen, and therefore, hamsupakim chayavu bebracha olav. If a person is in doubt, do I have to make a blessing on this or not? Yachol ha'ar ota belibo. So he could think it in his heart. Meaning, I'm drinking this coffee. I don't know if 72 minutes passed since I made my shahakol on the coffee or not. When in doubt, I cannot make a new blessing of shahakol. So I want to continue drinking the coffee, but I can't make a shahakol. So what can I do? I could think the blessing, and then it's the least I can do. At least I've thought it. Halachat etvav, asur la'arbot bebrachot. One cannot just add blessings. Afim b'sha'a shemberech en zo bracha she'ina tzricha. Even if at the moment that he's making the blessing, it's not an unnecessary blessing. What does he mean? Ketzad, how so? Harei sheyesh befanav shnei dvarim. Let's say he has two things before him. Shim yichaven aleim, yichol lefotram bevracha achat. If he has in mind, he could take them both out with one blessing. Meaning, you have a cup of coffee, you have a piece of chocolate. They both need a shahakol. If you have in mind, when you make the shahakol, you'll cover both with one blessing. But if he has in mind when he makes the blessing on the coffee, I'm just making the blessing on the coffee. I don't want this blessing to go on the chocolate. If I want to eat the chocolate later, I'll make a blessing on the chocolate. So then, technically, that works. If he'll want to eat the chocolate, he will have to make another blessing on that chocolate. But that's considered that he's adding blessings unnecessarily, and that's prohibited. And that's also included in the prohibition that one should not make unnecessary blessings. So you could technically do that. A person could say, my blessing is only on this, I don't want it to go on that. And then it won't go on that. The blessing will be only on this. But then when you'll want to eat that, when you'll want to eat the second thing, you'll have to make a blessing, and it's unnecessary. Why do that? The blessing could encompass all of it. So the ideal thing is that when one makes a blessing, he has in mind it should encompass anything it possibly could encompass. And then he doesn't run into problems. Shabbat Shalom.